Cardi's in the booth. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about major legal developments of 2024. There's lots of noise and there's lots of technicalities. But in my opinion, there were a couple of things that happened this year that were just monumental. We just spent the last chunk of time talking about the Chevron Doctrine. If you missed it and you're just joining us, you're going to want to go take a listen to that and take a think on it. You can check that out if you go to YouTube, search for The Maggie Dawn Show. It'll pop up. Civic Media's got our own YouTube channel. And of course, you can find all my old episodes on Apple Pods, Spotify, and at the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us/shows. But the next thing I wanted to tell you about is another one of those things that sounds real boring, but is actually really important. And that is net neutrality. You hear it and you immediately start dozing off unless technical computer and IT stuff is your bag. I make no claims to be any kind of an expert on tech matters. I'm not. I'm just a lawyer lady and a wee bit of an economist. Tech stuff, not my bag. But what I do know about net neutrality is that at base, what it ensures is that you all have an equal right to get on the internet. That your internet service provider, whether you get it through Verizon or Spectrum or whatever the provider may be in your area, DirecTV, yada, yada, that they can't, for example, say, I'm going to have your neighbor's internet access, the ability to search, download, stream. Yeah, I'm going to just prioritize their searches, their use of the internet over yours. You might ask, well, how would they actually do that? I can't explain to you the technical stuff, but basically it's about the buffering, the amount of volume. Now, of course, we spend different amounts of money depending on how much data pull you want. But what we're actually talking about is not differentiating based on, hey, I'll pay more so that I've got a real big, basically data outlet or data plug-in so I can get to the internet and get a lot of, no, not that. It's within people in this that are paying for the same access level, and they can actually decide which one of you gets preference. That's what net neutrality is about. So Donald Trump and his first administration got rid of net neutrality. President Biden put it back in. And of course, then got sued. And what are net neutrality rules? By the way, the hook here is, guess what that is, y'all? I hope you're all yelling at your radios. Maggie, that's a regulation for regular people. Because, of course, what do rich people and huge corporations not have to worry about? They can buy whatever internet they want, right? So this is an example of a regulation for regular people because we don't have infinite money to ensure the best, fastest, fanciest internet access. So if ISPs, if internet service providers can discriminate about who gets priority on the internet, how do you think they make those judgments? And here's where it gets a little scary. Could they potentially make judgments about who gets priority access to the internet based on what you might be searching for? What if an internet service provider is the next thing that Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk decides to buy? What if Elon Musk decides to buy all of them? What if Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and every single other billionaire in the world decide to buy up all of the internet service providers? And they all decide that, you know, since Donald Trump's now in power, they don't want people to be able to find anything on the internet that isn't supportive of Donald Trump. So, just think, where did your First Amendment rights, our right to seek and access information on the greatest democratization system when it comes to information in the world on the internet, where do your First Amendment rights start to abut the right of private for-profit companies to make a buck off of the way that almost all of us access information now? I'm just going to tell you this. These two things, and by the way, it was challenged by a company, the regulation, the Biden era regulation, putting net neutrality back in place, challenged, and there's now going to be a case before the Supreme Court about net neutrality. It's coming up from the Sixth Circuit. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals decided net neutrality under this new standard from the Supreme Court that basically says, yeah, don't listen to people who are actual tech experts. It's fine if just judges decide if that regulation is good. Yeah, the Sixth Circuit said net neutrality, no good. You combine these two things, and we could have a long discussion about the FCC regulations and other federal laws about child abuse online, about whether or not companies like Meta are actually responsible for those kinds of things. But you combine the idea that whether or not you can access information and what information now seems to be up to private corporations, and the fact that regulations are now up for grabs, that's big. Really big. Watch that space. And the next time you hear this stuff in the news, I want you to think to yourself, regulations are for regular people. Who benefits and who pays the price? Is it you and your family, and you and your family's health, safety, wellness, and right to free expression and accessing information? Is that, are we all paying that price? We're going to take care of some top of the hour business. We'll be right back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. You're going to want to keep it locked. More of 2024 developments in the law next.